Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on the California Consumer Privacy Act of 2018. My name's Anthony Adshead, storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me today, I have Mathieu Gourges, CEO of VigiTrust. The first question we're going to talk about today, Mathieu, is what is the California Consumer Privacy Act and why does it matter to compliance and storage strategy for organizations in Europe? Over to you.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, we all know that 2018 was a big year for data protection because the GDPR came into force in Europe on May 25th, 2018. But in the US, it was also a big year because the California Consumer Privacy Act of 2018 was signed into law in June 2018 in California. And it's coming into effect from January 1st, 2020, which is less than a year from today. So what's the California Consumer Privacy Act and what are the Act's major provisions and key aspects that you need to be aware of? So first of all, the Act gives consumers, which are defined as natural persons who are California residents, four basic rights with regards to their personal information. So the first right is the right to know what the data is that you have collected about them, where you got it from, what is the source, what it's being used for, whether it's being disclosed or sold to a third party, and who that third party is. The second right is the right to opt out of allowing a business to sell their personal information to third parties, with some specific restrictions based on the age of the resident. The third right is the right to have a business delete their personal information with, again, some exceptions. And the fourth right is the right to receive equal service and pricing from a business if you exercise your privacy rights under the Act, i.e. if you ask them to confirm what they're doing with your data. One of the key aspects here as opposed to GDPR would be the idea that you need to give people the option to opt out. But by definition, they've opted in if they use your service. And all of this is managed through what's known as a general privacy policy that needs to be made available to all of the consumers. So if you do business with Californian residents and consumers as they're defined by the Act, then you need to make sure that you have a very detailed privacy policy setting out how you deal with those four major key points within the Act.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, what do you need to do to prepare for the California Consumer Privacy Act? Over to you again.
So from a legal perspective, you need to start formulating a compliance strategy, a roadmap, before it comes into effect on January 1st, 2020. And that will start with defining the privacy policy that you're going to make available to your clients. From a storage and compliance perspective, it's going back to basics really, because it means that you need to understand the type of data that you collect, how you collect it, where you store it, how you delete it, how you get access to it. And therefore you need to map your ecosystem. You need to map the type of data that you have. You also need to map the age of the consumers, because there are some specific restrictions based on age, specifically some rules around consumers that are less than 16 years of age. You can certainly reuse all of the work that you've done for GDPR compliance, because some of the themes between GDPR and the California Consumer Privacy Act are very similar. They both have extraterritorial reach in that they apply outside of their borders. They both provide good privacy principles. They both ask you to know where your data is, to be able to access the data, to be able to store the data in a secure way, and delete the data if you're asked to do so. There are some differences, however, in GDPR. With GDPR, you're talking about data subjects, and their rights are different from the consumers within the Act. That said, there is an underlying framework that essentially covers both regulations. And so there will be fines with the California Consumer Privacy Act, and those fines will be applied by the California Attorney General, and they can go up to $7,500 per violation, but also there can be statutory damages that can be between $100 and $750 per California resident per incident. So the cost can go up really, really high. However, it's not defined as a percentage as your global turnover as it is with GDPR. I should also point out, though, that there are some questions that remain because obviously it hasn't been applied. There hasn't been fines yet. And even if there are fines, we can expect that some of them will go through an appeal process. That said, the advice would be to start mapping if you have data that pertains to consumers as defined by the Act. And if you do, where is that data stored? How is it secured? How can you access it? Do you have the ability to securely delete it? And are you able to demonstrate to the Attorney General in California that you've got a roadmap for compliance?
Excellent. Thanks very much, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast.